Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells, apologizing for just existing? You know that feeling when you bump into someone and instantly blurt out a sorry, even though it wasn't your fault? Or maybe you apologize for taking up space, for having opinions, for simply being you. Trust me, I get it. We're conditioned to apologize, to shrink ourselves down, to make sure we don't ruffle any feathers. But what if there was a better way? What if, instead of apologizing for who we are, we started celebrating our authentic selves? Today, we're diving deep into the power of embracing your true self, letting go of those unnecessary apologies, and stepping into your full potential. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First off, recognize that genuine apologies are powerful tools, but they shouldn't be used as a shield or a crutch. A real apology acknowledges harm, takes responsibility, and seeks to make amends. Don't mistake that for constantly apologizing for things outside of your control, or for things that aren't even your fault. Think about it like this. A true apology is a bridge connecting you with understanding and forgiveness. Don't use it as a way to constantly put yourself down. Second, remember that your voice matters. You have unique perspectives, talents, and experiences to share with the world. Silence those inner critics who tell you to shrink back or apologize for speaking up. Your opinions are valid, your dreams are worth chasing, and your story deserves to be told. Think about it like this. Imagine a vibrant tapestry woven with countless threads, each one representing a unique voice. If some voices were silenced, the tapestry would be dull and incomplete. You have a thread that adds color, texture, and beauty to the world. Third, learn to set healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your values. This doesn't mean being selfish, it means prioritizing your well-being and respecting your own limits. Think about it like this. Imagine a garden with beautiful flowers, each one needing space to bloom. If you overcrowd the garden, some flowers will wilt and struggle to thrive. Setting boundaries is like giving each flower the room it needs to flourish. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you make mistakes. Remember that everyone stumbles and falls, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from your experiences and move forward with grace. Think about it like this. Imagine a gentle rain nourishing soil after a long drought. It doesn't judge the dryness or the cracks, it simply provides what is needed for growth and renewal. Finally, remember that authenticity is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel confident and empowered, and there will be days when you struggle to find your voice. That's okay. Keep practicing, keep showing up as your true self, and celebrate every step forward. Think about it like this. Imagine a sculptor chipping away at a block of stone, revealing the masterpiece hidden within. The journey may be messy and imperfect, but the final result is breathtaking. Let me share a quick example to illustrate this. Picture yourself going to a networking event. You're feeling nervous, you're overthinking what to say, and you find yourself apologizing for interrupting, for not knowing someone, or even for taking up space. But what if you decided to approach it differently? What if, instead of apologizing, you focused on being genuine, sharing your passions, and connecting with others on a real level? The difference in energy would be palpable. You'd feel more confident, more comfortable, and more likely to build meaningful connections. So, let's recap. Recognize the true power of apologies. Don't be afraid to speak your truth, set healthy boundaries, practice self-compassion, and remember that authenticity is a journey. Keep showing up as your most authentic self, apologize only when necessary, celebrate your unique gifts, and watch how your confidence blossoms. You deserve to live with clarity, purpose, and freedom. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you're working on embracing your true self? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, every day is a chance to step into your power and shine bright. Until next time, stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.